speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The next question we want to ponder tonight, it deals with Pangaea or Panangaea. And in this, the question is asked to explain this concept, but then also, is this a logical and biblical possibility? Some might be saying, well, what is Panangaea or Pangaea? It's the idea that the continents once joined together in one large landmass. I would trust that all have at least heard this idea or school of thought. Have you given much thought or consideration to it? I must admit, years ago, I really didn't give much consideration to it until going through the school of preaching, and I since have investigated even further into not only what we have presented from a world standpoint, but even in regard to what the Bible teaches. Is it logical and biblical? The continents look like they fit together at one time. You'll note over here on another display that I have the Earth out in a global format. We have North America, South America, the Middle East and Africa, Europe and Russia, Asia, and then Australia over in these areas. And science itself, those who study the landmass, say that along each end, not always, but typically, you'll find sharp, rigid areas where that it is appearing as if they just broke apart all at once. Interesting to that, in the realm of science, they say that it has happened over billions of years and that they've slowly separated themselves. In that, though, if you will note from North America, if you just slide it over, it actually seems to fit into this area up and through here. South America, if you slide it over, seems to fit just right so in through here. And the same with the separation with the Middle East and Europe, Russia, the separation in through there, there's a little dip right in there and there's a divot in here. If you slide it up, it seems to fit. This is known amongst the scientific community as the puzzle of the globe, how that it seems to fit all together. And in that is that a logical understanding that it's possible that it took place, that it did just appear as one large landmass. Well, it does kind of look like, possibly to begin with, it would have. But also, is it biblical? Before I bring that out too, I guess I need to point out, middle school and high school textbooks teach this. How many of our kids have heard this? Pangaea? Had it taught? Okay. Not only the kids, some of us others have also studied it. What about the Bible? The Bible seems to hint, as I have read and studied, in regard to what the Scripture says, that indeed this is a possibility. I want to draw your attention to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9. This is in the days of creation. In verse 9, God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place." Not in a variety or different areas, but into one place. "And let the dry land appear." And it was so. Based out of this Scripture, and this alone, as I present tonight, it does seem to hint, in the beginning, that there was one large mass of land. If indeed it was one large mass of land, how did it take place? Again, from a scientific standpoint, they present that it is a part of the evolutionary process, and that there has been the separation of the mass of land over the course of eons of time. But biblically, I believe that it would fit into the context of the Noahic flood, that when the fountains of the deep opened up and began to spew like no one's business or our understanding, is that that changed things drastically and would have caused separation. But then not only in the presentation of the water upon the earth, but then in like figure when it would have receded from the earth. All of these things fit, not only biblically, but those who are also theists, who are also well-trained in the field of science, in like figure say that biblically it would go along with the terms of the flood.